With nearly 75 years experience of diabetes now, what advice would you give to somebody being newly diagnosed?
Well, to accept the fact, because you can't escape it. But I've always been very, very careful with my food. I still, to today, weigh my bread. My potatoes, I know, three egg-sized potatoes. But I still weigh my bread and I do not eat the likes of cakes, biscuits, ice cream, anything like that. I keep a balanced diet. And I think that has got a lot to do with it. Because these days they seem to suggest that people are able to eat anything. But I think, how many people are going to live to 75 years of diabetes if they eat all these sweet things? They must get some complications for it. It's pretty obvious, even to me. And I think wrong advice is given to people. Because nurses and doctors just can't be bothered. Instead of sitting down and explaining what might happen through eating the wrong sorts of things, they just tell you, which has been told to me by dietitians, you can eat anything you like. Well, to me that's completely wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, I wouldn't like to say. But you're not going to tell me that a person on insulin that has to watch their blood sugars, which I do twice a day, by the way, and can sit down and eat a slice of gatto or whatever without it having some reaction. The thing, of course, is with this newer insulin and the insulin pumps, people are inclined to just shoot more insulin into themselves. But I'd just like to add this. I've got a daughter-in-law who lives in New Zealand and she's diagnosed about 25 years ago and she's on these insulin pumps. Well, she's a very hard-working girl and she goes out to work. She looks after her husband and two children. And her husband, Colin, was saying to me the other night on the phone that he'd had to have the St John's ambulance into her again because she finds her blood sugar's a bit in between, neither low nor high, where it should be in actual fact. But because June's going to eat a meal afterwards, she gives herself about 8 units of the long-acting insulin at 5 o'clock in the evening. Well, that's going to last her all through the night. And if she's not eating...